AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. President Obama is hailing today's Supreme Court ruling that once again preserves his signature health care initiative.
The Affordable Care Act is here to stay.
This was a huge political victory for the president, but appearing in the Rose Garden, Obama sought to focus on the millions whose subsidies were preserved by the High Court, and the millions more, he says, are benefiting from an overhaul now woven into the fabric of America.
Today is a victory for hardworking Americans all across this country whose lives will continue to become more secure and changing economy because of this law.
He says with this battle over, maybe GOP critics can become his partners in improving health care. Still, with coverage expanding and cost growth slowing already, he says this law is working. Mark Smith at the White House.
The High Court's ruling immediately came under sharp attack in the Senate.
An outspoken critic of the health care law, Texas Senator Ted Cruz called the ruling judicial activism by Robe Tudinis, who rewrote what he called, quote, that failed law, in order to impose it on Americans.
I remain fully committed to repealing every single word of Obamacare.
He said any other presidential hopeful who doesn't make repeal the top priority and campaigns on it should step aside. Earlier, Senator Lindsey Graham, another GOP hopeful, said health care would be the dominant issue of the upcoming campaign. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
The Supreme Court validated tax credits today that defray the cost of coverage for lower-income individuals nationwide. An Iraqi pilot, a brigadier general, who has been training in the U.S. for 4 years, crashed last night in the desert of southern Arizona. He was flying an F-16 Fighting Falcon. The pilot's fate is still unknown. This is AP Radio News. The Minnesota Timberwolves have picked Kentucky center Karl Anthony Towns as the number one pick in tonight's NBA draft in Brooklyn. Towns told reporters earlier today he's never been to the NBA draft.
For me, you know what? I haven't. It's such a one-time thing. You could be watching the draft on TV, be very excited for your players and your teammates and everything, but it's a different style when you're in that green room and you are walking up there trying to shake the commissioner's hand.
D'Angelo Russell, a point guard at Ohio State, was the number two pick by the Los Angeles Lakers. Russell believes hard work prepped him for tonight's draft.
I was always overlooked, so to be in this position that I'm in right now is mind-blowing to me. I can't really put a nail on how I feel or how I got here besides hard work, but it's tough to just really take it all in at once.
Duke center Jahlil Okafor is going to the Philadelphia 76ers. I'm Ross Simpson.